Holy Gospel according to Mark, the third chapter. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Mommy, what does God look like? Typical of a preschooler, the question just appeared out of thin air with absolutely no warning. So trying to sound wise, the mother stalled for a time. She tried to think of a suitable answer, one that a four-year-old could understand. What does God look like? Finally, in desperation, the mother went to the parenting handbook and performed the old reverse question maneuver. She replied, "Well, honey, what do you think God looks like?" The child, with preschool innocence, replied, "I don't know. You're the mommy. You're the one who's supposed to know God." Now, suddenly, that question took on a greater importance for this bewildered mother. "Yeah, I am the one who's supposed to know God. I pray to God. I believe in God. I even go to church for God." So this question from a four-year-old started an avalanche of emotion in the mother's heart. And while the child quickly moved her attention onto something else of immediate interest, the mother pondered that question. What does God look like? The question echoed in her heart and settled in her soul. Only now she realized that this was not just a question for a child to ask. This was the great question, maybe the great question, the most important question she ever tried to answer in her whole life. What does God look like? If we want to know the answer to that question of what God looks like, we can follow a Galilean carpenter, son of Mary and Joseph. He was God, walking among common everyday people. We can learn his teachings, share his story, and still today, we can feel his presence. We can see beyond the thin skin of this world's reality to the explosion of eternal significance in the most common events in the life of Jesus and in the most common events in our own lives. But this motif is not merely a celebration of the deity of Jesus Christ. It is surely that. But it is also a confession that Jesus, in this unique capacity as the revealer of God, Jesus teaches us about God, shows us God. He reveals to us how God exists, shows us the ways of God. Jesus reveals to us that God exists in loving communion, that God is relational. The Holy Trinity, the way we try to describe God and speak about God, the Holy Trinity is relational. The Father relates to the Son, who relates to the Spirit, who relates to the Father and the Son. This is how God exists, in intimate relational communion. So it should be no surprise for us to understand that God chose to relate to us by becoming one of us. Jesus teaches this not only in theory, but in practice when he cries out, "Abba, Father," and then our hearts, the Spirit echoes that same cry when we cry out, "Abba, Father." Jesus has also taught us that the ways of God are counterintuitive. Unlike the gods of this world, God's heart is oriented toward the needs of others, toward the weary and the heavy laden. If we want to know this God, Jesus can teach us. Because we believe that through his teachings, miraculous works, loving actions, and sacrificial death, Jesus made the invisible God visible. Jesus fundamentally shifted our understanding of God from some distant, aloof creator to an intimate loving, relational parent. Abba, Daddy. Now, here are four ways Jesus helps us come to understand God. These are printed out in your bulletin. First, Jesus helps us understand God through his words and teachings. Through his words and teachings. Jesus directly stated his divine identity when he famously told his disciples, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." So he taught through parables. He explained the nature of God. He introduced God as loving and merciful and deeply caring for every person. The second way Jesus helps us understand God is through his miracles. All those miracles Jesus performed, such as healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, calming the storm, they revealed God's power over creation and God's desire to bring about restoration and wholeness to human lives. The third way Jesus reveals God to us is through his character and compassion. Jesus lived out the attributes of God in human history. His interactions with outcasts, especially the marginalized and the sinners, revealed a God of grace, patience, forgiveness, and unconditional love. And the fourth way Jesus shows God to us is through his death and resurrection. The ultimate revelation of God was shown on the cross, where Jesus demonstrated the depth of God's justice, God's willingness to sacrifice everything to reconcile humanity to God's self. Jesus' resurrection from the dead revealed God's ultimate power over sin and death. There was this husband who went missing, so the woman went to the police station to file a missing person report. A friend went with her, and so they asked for a description of her husband, and she said, "Well, he's about 6'3" tall, wavy black hair. He's very well built." Her friend said, "What are you talking about? Your husband is 5'4", bald, and has a huge belly." And she says, "Yeah, I know, but who wants that one back?" We understand. We know what God looks like. We can describe God. In an amazing touch of wonder, God walked as human dust along the streets of first century Palestine. In Jesus of Nazareth, God took on flesh and blood and bones. As God with us, Jesus showed us how close God was willing to come to find us. Jesus brings God down to earth. God would wear our skin, feel our pain, laugh our laugh, suffer our rejection, run up against our futility, and ultimately face and die our death. God did more than come near. God came here. God left footprints in our mud. God's tears spotted our dirty earth. God's blood spilled on our tree. God's body was laid lifeless in our grave. God became one of us, not like one of us, but one of us, born of a woman. You remember when Moses stood before God in the burning bush, God said, "Take off your sandals, you're on holy ground." Well, this is a reversal of Moses. Instead, in Jesus, God put sandals on to place holy feet on unholy ground so that we might follow those footprints. What does God look like, Mommy? God looks just like Jesus, dear. Just like Jesus. Amen.